me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
shine like him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Woman to Woman to Man show. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm joined by my wonderful husband and co-host, Pastor Anthony Simmons, and we welcome you to this broadcast on today. We are so excited. It is our five-year anniversary, 5 years of being on the air. The glory, the honor, and the praise goes to God. Amen. For 5 years on the air, spreading the gospel, encouraging hearts, speaking the message of hope. My God, just 5 years of here, being out here, keeping the faith and encouraging our listeners to keep the faith, to keep on moving forward with Jesus. I tell you, it has been a journey, and it has been a good trip. It has been a good trip. We have enjoyed every step of the way, and we're excited about today. Just having the time to stop and reflect and look back and look forward and, you know, just really, really give God some praise for what he's doing here on the Block Talk Radio on the Woman to Woman to Man show. We welcome all of our listeners. We see you out there. We see you in the chat room, and we welcome you. We welcome you. We love you. Without you, we would still be here. We know without listeners, there is nobody to talk to. So we thank God that we're not just talking to open air, but we have thousands of people that click on the archives of this broadcast to hear what Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca are talking about today with their listeners. And we thank God for all of you who call in on a regular basis. I tell you, in the beginning, when we first started this broadcast, baby, it was like we were doing the Power in the Word broadcast. And we were doing Power in the Word, and that was more than 5 years ago. That was about 7 years ago. And we were doing Power in the Word. And then we both, I went back to the workplace, and we stopped doing it. Sometime before there, though, I started doing Woman to Woman. And I had to stop for a minute while I went back to work and made some adjustments. But I could not put this project down. I could not put it down because the Lord had put it upon my heart to do it. And how many of you know that when God puts something on your heart to do it, when God puts something on your heart to do, that you just have to do what he tells you to do. You know, I want to encourage you on today. Pastor Anthony preached a message on Wednesday, do it now. Do it now. And I want to encourage you to do it now. It's a new year. It's a new season. It's a new day. Amen. Old things have passed away. All things are made new. There are no impossibilities with God. Don't hold back and wait for things to be just right. Because guess what? As you wait for things to be just right, they never will. And when you wait for people to support you, you wait for you to have enough money, you wait until the kids are older, you wait until the kids go back to school, you wait until the weather breaks, you wait and you wait until a new year, like how apropos we're at a new year. You wait for a new year to come. And it just seems like the very things that we're waiting for, even when they line up, there will be something else that will try to deter us from meeting our goals, from going out and living our dreams, from doing those things that God has put in our heart to do. That's why I want to encourage you on today. Don't wait for everything to be just right. Go ahead and do it now. Just do it now. Just jump out into the deep and do it now. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're excited. We started this broadcast. It was Power in the Word. Then we switched over. I added the Woman to Woman show, and now it's the Woman to Woman to Man show. So we've been transitioning, and we're looking forward to greater things from God. Because it's our anniversary, I want to go back and just begin to talk to women for a minute. I know there are some men out there listening, but I want to talk to the women for a few minutes because that's really why I started the Women to Women show, to talk to women about their everyday issues, things that we face on a daily basis that may prevent us from being, doing, and having all that God created us to be, do, and have. As women, we face so much, and there's so much that comes against us as women. So I want to just take a few minutes to talk to the women, if that's all right. Amen. I want to talk to the women. I want to talk to my sisters out there, women everywhere. God sees your trials. You know, God sees what you're walking through right now. God, in the beginning, you know, he saw the earth. The earth was without form. It was void. It was dark. And God began to call order to the earth. He began to first say, let there be light. And we know that a great light shines in the earth. And, you know, and then God separated the light from the darks, and day became separated from night, and that was the first day. And then God went on, after he created let the light shine in the world, he went on to begin to create. And in the process of creating, after he created everything, he created man. So as he created man, he took one look at man, sisters, women, and he said, it's good, but I can do better. That's good, but I can do better. And he put man to sleep. And we know that God, when he formed man, he formed man out of the dirt. But when he formed woman, he didn't go to the dirt. He actually went and pulled woman out of man. In other words, women of God, you were not an afterthought, but God saved the best for last. Amen. Not that women are better than men, you know, because we're called to be helpmeets. I'm not speaking against the brothers. But I want you to hear how valuable you are and how precious you are, being a woman, how special you are, that God put man to sleep, took out the rib of man, and formed and shaped woman out of the man. That's why we have such beautiful curves. You know, that's why he just really, really outdid himself. God, thank you, Jesus. God really outdid himself when he created us, when he created the women. But he gave us a softness. He gave us a softness where we were able to have compassion, where it's easier for women to cry. You very, 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 very rarely see a man cry, but you will see a woman cry. We'll cry at weddings. We cry at funerals. We cry when our child graduates from high school. We cry at when we're hurt, when we're in pain. We cry when we're happy. You know, women, God gave us that softness. And that's what I want to say to you on today. Don't let the world or circumstances or trials take away that softness that God gave you as a woman. You are so precious. You are so special. You are so beautiful. You know, God, you are the apple of God's eye. You are the jewel in the royal crown. Amen. You are just so, so special. And I don't care what people say about you or what people think about you. I want you to know today that you are special. I want you to know today that there's, even though there are a lot of women that are out here on this earth, I want you to know, I'm speaking to you, that you are a unique creation. And that there is no one on this earth like you. When God made you, he broke the mold. Yes, he did. He broke the mold. When God made you, there's nobody else like you. There's no one else that walks like you and talks like you. There's no one else that can do what God called you to do like you. You are special in your uniqueness. And God just wanted me to tell you today, and he wants you to know he loves you. God loves you so much. He loves you so much. And I'm talking to the women because we were called, women of God, to be helpmeets. We were called to be helpmeets to our husbands as we got married, and we were called to be mothers. You know, we know that there's no job like the job of a wife and a mother. You know, that job is just, it's such an awesome responsibility. But to help a man who is now our husband, who sometimes doesn't want our help. You know, sometimes it's difficult to roll up your sleeves and help when men are independent in their own right, and they got to be the man, you know. They got to be the man. I'm the man. You know, I got this. And sometimes the very ones that God called us to help, our husbands, don't really want our help. Or maybe we don't know how to help them. You know, we're trying to help them like we would help a girlfriend, and they're thinking that we're nagging. You know, anybody can witness to that. You know, you try to help your husband. Well, honey, you don't want to wear those pants. You know, those pants need to go in the wash. And he looks at you like, you're not my mother. You know, like, I'm going to wear what I want to wear. These are my favorite jeans, or something like that. Or you might try to talk to him about the way he eats, his eating habits. Or you might try to talk to your husband about spirituality. And he will, sometimes our husbands reject the very advice that we know is for their own good. Like, don't eat so much junk food because you're going to get high blood pressure. So we try to help our men, and sometimes that is rejected. But I want to encourage you on today that you are a blessing to your husband, and being a husband, being a wife, being a mother, you are called into a very special calling when you're a wife and a mother. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes our kids act crazy. They just act crazy, act like they don't have good sense. But I want to encourage you to keep parenting their child. Keep praying for your children. Keep believing in the potential that's on the inside of your children. And stay close to God. Hold on to his unchanging hand. God's going to bring you through this thing victoriously. Some of us women are struggling with parenting. Some women are struggling with being a wife. It's not easy. It's not easy being a wife. I've been married for, how many years have we been married?
Sure.
He's playing now. But we've been married for, come on, baby. 17.
16,
15. We've been married for, we know, we just play this game, and we play it so much that I think we mix ourselves
16.
Up. 16 years. And I'm married to wonderful, 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 wonderful Pastor Anthony. You all know how wonderful he is, right? So why should I have a problem? But let me tell you something. Being married for me is hard, too. So you're not by yourself. Being married is tough. It's really, really hard. You really have to work hard at it. But you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Just let God continue to work on you. And as God continues to work on you, then he will take care of your husband. Let God work on you. You pray for your husband, and God will take care of your husband. So I just wanted to just spend a few minutes speaking into the hearts of women, letting you know that God sees you. He sees your struggles. He sees your tears. He sees your pain. You know, especially as women, spiritual women, women of God, who are walking with God and aspiring to be all that God called us to be. Sometimes it's hard. You know, sometimes life will throw you a curveball, and you're like, wait a minute, hold up. Life was going okay, and all of a sudden things had to change. You know, change is good, but it's not always easy. Change is good, but it's not always easy. And you find yourself, you know, you find yourself distressed. Like, God, what is going on here? You know, why do I have to go through this? I thought we were cool. You know, I thought you were blessing me in this season. But sometimes it gets hard. And even though it's hard, you can stand up under the pressure. You can do it. You know, you can do it. You can make it. You can make it. Whatever the change is, whatever the circumstances, whatever the conditions are, you can make it. There's nothing impossible for you. God has something so marvelous in store for you. Eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into your heart what God has planned for you. God is going to bless you abundantly, exceedingly above all you can think, ask, or imagine. All he asks is that you continue to walk with him and trust him. Trust the Lord. And one more thing before I give it over, before we go into our next segment, as I'm talking to the women right now, one more thing. I want to encourage you, women of God. I haven't done this in a long time, but I want to encourage you to let go of past hurt. I want to encourage you to let go of the pain of the past. And what do you mean let go? I mean, what I mean is let God heal you, for real, for real. Let God heal you from that pain that keeps coming up. If you've been healed in the past from something and it comes up and it hurts, that means that you have not been totally healed. let God heal you. You know my testimony. I often tell my testimony. You know, I grew up, my dad and my mom separated when I was 10 years old. And I had to, I was molested as a child. I grew up with very low self-esteem. I spent a lot of time looking for love in all the wrong places. I thought that my mom and my dad breaking up was my fault somehow. I thought that the dysfunction that was going on in my family was my fault. I thought the molestation was my fault. You know, so I carried a lot of guilt and a lot of shame as a result of some things that happened in my childhood. But God healed me, you know, when I came into the things of the Lord and began to trust God and put my trust in God, he began to heal me. And I just thank God for him putting his hand on my life. But let me tell you, I could not get healed without the hand of the Lord on my life. I could not get healed without submitting my pain to God. I could not get healed without, you know, just really saying, God, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. You got to get to the point where you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and let God heal you. Because if you don't let God heal you from the pain of the past, then the pain of the past is going to always be the pain of your present. And the pain of your present is always going to be the pain of your future. So I want to encourage you on today to let God heal you and let God heal you for real. Don't hold on to the pain. Another way that you get healed is by forgiving. Forgive the people that have hurt you. Forgive the people that have disappointed you. Forgive the people that have dropped the ball on you. Forgiving. Forgiving is a choice. You know, you make a choice like, I'm not holding this anymore. I'm not carrying this anymore. I'm just going to forgive. I'm going to forgive. Make a choice to forgive and then say, God, I forgive this person. Help me to let it go. And miraculously, God will help you to let it go. Amen. So I want to encourage you to let go of the pain of the past. If you have a testimony like mine, listen, your parents' issues were not your fault. You know, whatever your parents did or whatever they went through, it's time for you to drop it and drop it like it's hot and let it go. You know, parents have issues too. Parents are people too, and they have issues. And our parents were not perfect. They had issues, and it's not your fault. If you were, you know, raped or molested or any of those things, you have to realize that that wasn't your fault. You know, that was not your fault. That was the sickness of the perpetrator, the person who forced their way on you. That was their fault. So you have to release that. I want you to hear today it wasn't your fault. If you were abandoned by your father or your mother, you got to know that wasn't your fault. It wasn't because you were not pretty enough. It's not because you were not good enough. It's not your fault. It's, again, put the blame where it belongs. It belongs on the people who did you wrong. That's where it belongs. And then once you put it where it belongs, forgive. Let it go. Say, you know what, I'm not carrying this anymore. I'm going to let it go. And then just drop it. Just let it go. And then some of you have been in relationships where you've been hurt and you've been cheated on, you've been lied to. You know, so many things have happened in relationships, women, with men. You've been beaten and abused. And, again, that wasn't your fault. You know, men sometimes will cheat on you and lie to you or beat you and tell you, look what you made me do. But I'm here to tell you the devil is a liar. You didn't make them do anything. That's their issues, and they're trying to force their issues and make you take the blame for their mess. Amen. So don't take the blame for men's mess. And some of you out there in relationships on today, you got to hear me on today. You are too precious to settle for less than God's best. You are too precious, woman of God, to settle for less than God's best. You deserve better, and you have to really get to a point where you recognize that you deserve better. You're not somebody's dish rag. You're not somebody's sperm bag. Amen. Stop giving your body to men who don't deserve you. Stop laying down with men who cannot appreciate you enough to put a ring on your finger and make you the wife that you were birthed into this earth to be. Amen. So I'm here to tell you, you You are so valuable, and God wants you to recognize your value on today. You are precious. You are special. He has you tattooed on the palm of his hands. You are just so special to God. And just in lieu of our anniversary, I just want to take that time and just speak to my sisters and speak to the women out there. You don't need drugs. You don't need alcohol. You don't need some man. You don't need to be, you don't need another woman's man. You can have your own man, your own joy, your own peace. And it all comes through Jesus Christ. You know, just grab a hold of God during this next season in your life. Grab a hold of him like never before. Some of you are waiting for your marriages to be mended. Some of you are waiting for your husbands to come in and be saved. Some of you are waiting for your children to get saved. Whatever it is, you know, some of you have children in prison. Some of you have buried children. Whatever it is, I'm here to tell you that greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. And if you keep on keeping on with God, there is joy coming in the morning. Even though weeping may endure for a day, a night, there's joy that comes in the morning. So get ready to rejoice, because I believe that this is a season of rejoicing for the women of God, and that God is getting ready to show up and show out in those situations that you have before him in prayer, that God is going to answer your prayers. He's going to heal your children. He's going to save your husbands. He's going to restore your marriage. You know, God's going to do it. He's going to, whatever it is, just trust God. I don't have all of the answers. I don't know what you're walking through. But whatever you're walking through on today, I want to encourage you to trust God. Amen. Amen. So that's the path. That's what we birthed this broadcast to do, to talk into the lives of women. Now here is the present. I'm going to have Pastor Anthony speak, because the Woman to Woman show is now the Woman to Woman to Man show. So here's my wonderful, 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 wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony. Amen.
Amen, darling. That was a wonderful reflection of how this thing got birthed, what God was doing in that season 5 years ago. And here we are 5 years later, believing, God, that we're touching lives and making a difference. And we thank God for every listener, every person to the archives. As you were sharing, I remember even back then, darling, when you wrote your first books,
yeah,
Nobody's Business and The Cry of a Woman's Heart, Healing the Pain of a Past, Traveling the Road to Victorious Living. Those books are ministry. Those books deal with a lot of specifically women issues. And even then, we saw the men that read your books can relate.
Yes.
And we saw this trend happening with this broadcast, that we were getting as equal amount as men listeners as women listeners.
Yeah.
So I was kind of incorporating into the fold to talk to the men. And I love the men. I love the brethren. Brotherhood and manhood means a lot to me. I'm a father. I'm a brother. I'm a son. So I can relate to those men that know God has a wonderful plan for their lives. And as I begin to come onto the broadcast and share, I just want to talk briefly to the men out there. During this new year, we're in a brand new year, 2013. And as Pastor Rebecca said, do it now. That is so profound and so powerful. Because as I look back over my life, I'll be 50 years old this year. And it were those awkward moments where I had to reconcile with my child. I had to sit down and have a heart-to-heart. There were those moments where I made errors as a father and a husband. There were those moments that I felt inadequate as a man trying to be the provider and a priest and a protector of my home. And men, I'm talking to you, every man faced those challenges. Sometimes when we don't feel validated, we don't feel adequate, we don't feel equipped to do what God has called us to do, there are many men who have run away. There are many men who have backed up. There are many men who said, I can't take that responsibility, so I'm going to remove or move myself away from the equation. And there we have these negative statistics in our society. A lot of households are ran by single-parent women. A lot of households, in the name of Jesus, are being led by single parents. And yes, there's a lot that add to the equation of divorce. There's a lot to add to poverty. There's a lot to add to our dysfunctional homes. But we are here to remind you that God is able.
Yes.
Oh, I feel God already. that God is able to do the impossible, men of God. I'm talking to you as a man who grew up without a father. My mother raised 8 children until she got remarried to my stepfather, who was really not there for us, mainly there for her. And he poured enough into us by taking care of our mother to see a man taking care of a woman. I witnessed that as a child, buying my mother automobiles and buying her a nice thing for her apartment, taking her on vacation and trips. I witnessed that as a young man. And I strongly believe because I witnessed some of that stuff in my youth, I now carry that out. We can't become what we don't know. Mm-hmm. You'll never be what you don't see. I said you will never be what you do not see. Man of God, you got to see yourself as a good husband. You got to see yourself as a caring, loving father. You got to see yourself as a man who is making it in the marketplace. You got to see yourself if you're a clergy, a pastor, a minister, doing anything for the things of God. You got to see yourself walking circumspectly to that call that's on your life. And I believe that you can do it. The Bible says, if any man or woman be in Christ Jesus, they are a new creation. Old things are gone away. Behold, all things have become new. And that's our testimony. This is our second and final marriage. We both experienced divorce before. And some of you listening today may be divorced. And sometimes it's hard to move past moments like that because the enemy reminds us that we're failures. It's hard to move when you lost your job or you lost your way. The enemy's in our ear reminding us that we're failures. But the devil is a liar.
Amen.
You are victorious. You are more than a conqueror. You are a good woman. You're a good man. You're a good thing to anybody who wants you. So don't settle for less. Don't be less. Don't be somebody's less than. You are greater than. The Bible says we are greater. We are above and not beneath, the head and not the tail. We are the first and not the last. I'm to the place in life, and you should be to the place in life where no one should take you down, but they should bring you up.
Yeah.
Oh, glory be to God. You got to surround yourself with people that's going to bring you up, that's going to speak into your marriage and say you can do it, that's going to speak into your life and say you can raise those children, help raise those grandchildren. Can speak into your life and say, Mr. Right will come. Can speak into your life and say, you'll get another house. You'll get another car. You'll get another ministry. You'll get another opportunity and another chance. You need the right people in your life speaking faith, speaking hope, and speaking optimism into your world. So that's all we do on these broadcasts. And I realize that a lot of men are frustrated. A lot of men, I talk to men all the time, she won't let me see my children. She won't let me have a relationship with my children. And I'm here to remind you that all things are possible with God.
Yes.
It's not what she does, it's what he's doing.
Yes, amen.
And he can break your wife down, he can break your ex down, and all of a sudden she'll have a softened heart and say you can have a relationship with your children. So we can't use that as an excuse that we can't get to our children because of her. We need to take care of our kids in wedlock and out of wedlock. And some of us have been called to even be overseers of our niece and our nephews and our little cousins. We need to be the men in churches. We need to be the men of integrity, men of character. We need to become men of God that people can look to and point a finger at and say, that's what I want to imitate. That's what I want to duplicate. That's what I want to try to be like. That man of God. Brothers, you can do it. That's why Pastor Rebecca talked about the past. If anybody had a horrible past, it's me. Before age 30, I did a lot of things that I was not proud of, a lot of things that I was ashamed of. But when God came into my life at age 30, and I'll be 50 years old this year, I'm telling you, with God, all things are possible. For the last 2 decades, God has been doing a miraculous work in my life. He'll show you how to be a better father. He'll show you how to be a better husband. He'll show you how to become a better man. Hallelujah.
Wow. That is awesome. I tell you, to be able to talk to men, and that's why we're the woman to woman the man's show, because the men do call in, Pastor, and the men should be included, because men cry in the dark too. Men have problems and issues and things of that nature as well. So we need to just make this a conversation. I love it, because right now we're at a place where we come together here and we all talk. Men, women, you know, we all get together and we talk to each other. And how many people know that that's always been a problem, getting men to communicate with women? So when you hear a man talk, you want to stop and pay attention. So that's where we are, the present, and we're looking at moving forward.
To the future. To the future. I tell you, I has not seen, I hope you hear God, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what he has planned for you and your life and your family. That's why Pastor Rebecca and I, we understand the spiritual demonic activity in our day. There are things that people are doing that have been not seen in our lifetime. There's a warfare, an invisible warfare going on, trying to divide family, divide churches, divide people. But I'm here to tell you, when you hold on to God's unchanging hand, he'll bless your family, he'll bless your seed, he'll bless generations to come. He says, I've never, in his word, the 34th Psalm, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. And I'm here to tell you, you might have a prodigal son or daughter who have stepped away from the things of God, who just will not do the right thing. Some of you out there understand the strain of parenting in this hour. And I strongly believe, in the words of Zig Ziglar, who went home to be with the Lord, we can raise positive kids in a negative world.
Amen.
We can raise positive kids in a negative world. That's why when I hear statistics about the high school dropout rate, I hear statistics about the incarceration and imprisonment of our young people, I hear about the runaways and those who are wayward, I still believe the Bible, and you should still believe the Bible. With man, it may be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Glory be to God. We're going to open up the phone lines in a minute, but I hope this is stirring you up for this new year. We're only in this first week.
Yes.
We've been fasting as a church. We've been praying as a church. We've been turning down our place and laying down our place, abstaining from certain foods and activity, because we want to hear from God. Sometimes if we don't hear from God, we don't know what we're going to do. I wish I had an amen out there.
Amen.
Somebody out there saying, if I don't hear from God, I don't know which way to turn. I don't even know which way is up. I don't know which way to even start to take. But I'm here to tell you, when you fast, when you pray, when you seek God, when you read the Bible, there'll be answers all around you. So I'm glad you tuned in this weekend, this first Saturday of this year, because we want to impart some hope into you. We want to impart some power into you. We want you to become all you can be in God and be a witness for his glory, because somebody is watching your life.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. We are just so excited about this year. This is going to be a good year. This the number 13 is the number of rebellion. You know, 2013, we're in 2013, and the number 13 is the number of rebellion against divine authority. So I heard a preacher say on Saturday we were having dinner, and the preacher said that this is the year of rebellion and backsliding. This is the year of rebellion and backsliding. And it has been declared that 13 is the number for rebellion and backsliding away from divine authority, which means the authority of our Lord. But the Lord revealed to me on this week, just before the new year came in, that this is the year of commitment. This is the year of commitment, obedience, and overflow.
In that order.
First, he showed me commitment. That was the first thing God showed me. He was like, this is a year when I need my people to be more committed to me than ever before.
Yeah.
Than ever before. God is asking us to be more committed to him and the kingdom of God than ever before.
Right.
And then he began to talk to me about obedience.
Wow.
You know, that it's going to be all of God. This is the year where it's going to be all of God and none of man. This is the year where flesh has to back up. We have to put our flesh under subjection this year. Flesh has to back up and take a back seat to the power and authority of God. So this is the year of obedience from us. God is asking us for commitment. He's asking us for obedience. He says as we commit to him and as we obey him, then he will release the overflow. Then he will release the overflow. See, you got to watch a lot of prophets are prophesying that this is the year of blessing and overflow. And, yeah, God wants to do some things this year, but God is requiring some things from us. He has always required things of us, but he wants me to declare unto you on today that he's requiring from you commitment and obedience like never before. Like never before, because what's going to happen is there's going to be intense warfare to try to pull you away from the things of God. Even as we were speaking, I feel a struggling in the spirit realm, like somebody out there is struggling, you know, in your spirituality, struggling in your relationship with God. And if there's a struggling taking place, there's some confusion trying to come in and infiltrate your faith. Infiltrate your faith. And what you have to be aware of is that that's the devil. The thief comes but to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
That's right.
And anytime confusion stirs up around your faith, you have to know that the devil was on the scene. Mm-hmm. Because confusion does not come from God. When it's all God, you'll have a sense of peace. And you'll have this peace. But when the devil comes in, you'll feel this strife going on. It's like a war within you. You're like Paul talked about war within his members, you know. And you find yourself fighting this battle to stay on track with God. The devil would want to get you off track this year. He would want you to turn away from the sureness, the solidity of your faith, and to begin to go into obscurity. The devil wants to pull you out of the direct divine will of God that has been revealed already through his word. Romans 12 tells us that as we come out, as we, he says, forsake, Romans 12, 1 and 2, submit your body to God as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him.
Yes.
And be not conformed any longer to the things of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will know the good, perfect, acceptable will of God. So only as we draw near to God and surrender ourselves to him as living testimonies, living sacrifices, and as we begin to come out from doing the things of this world that are not pleasing to God, then God will reveal his perfect will to us. You have to hear this on today. God wants to really blow your mind on this year. He wants an overflow to come into your life this year. And some of you, you got to get to the point where you're like, I'm ready. I'm ready for everything that God has for me. Is there anybody out there that would say, I'm ready to receive everything that God has for me? This year, I want my peace. I want my joy. I want to get my praise back. Amen. Hallelujah. I want my children to be saved. Hallelujah. I want to be walking circumspectly with the Lord. I want more money. Anybody need more money? You know, God is ready to release some things to us, but he is requiring some things of us. And that's where we have to really line it up, line upon line, precept upon precept. I'm getting ready to line up with the things of God. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. It says, as you delight yourself in him, he will give you the desires of your heart. The Bible tells us that God has a good plan for our lives, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope in the future. There is so much that God has in store for you, and the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy your faith, your hope, and your trust in the Lord. He does not want you, the devil does not want you to trust God during the season in your life. He does not want you to look at the Bible as good news. He does not even want you to look at the Bible. This is the time of pulling away where there will be all kinds of distractions that will come and try to pull you off course. But you have to make up your mind, my brother, my sister. You have to make up your mind For Christ I live and for Christ I die. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. You have to make up your mind that you're going to believe God's word. You got to get into God's word, fast and pray. Get into that word. Eat the word. Eat the word. Eat the word. See, for us Christians who are seasoned and we've been in this thing for a while, it's harder to eat the word because we know what it tastes like and we know the scripture. We can memorize them in our we have a lot of scriptures memorized, but there's nothing like letting that word come through your eye gates and coming through your ear gates. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So you need to be hearing the word, but let that word come in through your eyes. See upon the word. Feast upon the word with your eyes. Eat the word and let it quicken your spirit. Amen. Let it quicken the spirit, man, so that you now have begun to take, I like the way Kenneth Copeland calls it, medicine. You begin to take your medicine on a daily basis. I'm hearing the word, I'm seeing the word, and then I'm speaking the word. Speak the word. Speak the word. Listen, there's nothing more important than what we're saying to you on today. Take God at his word. Believe God's word. This year going forward does not have to be like last year was. It can be better. Even if last year was good, God has something gooder in store for you. And I know that's not a word. But eat the word. Speak the word. Don't speak the devil's lies over your life. Don't speak what's contrary to the word of God over your life. Believe God at his word and keep that word in front of you. He told Joshua, he said, Joshua, take this book of the law and meditate on it day and night. Do not depart from it. Do not let these words depart from your mouth. Do not meditate on the word. Meditate means to mumble, to mutter, to speak the word, to think it over in your mind, to let it come out of your lips. To let it run down to your heart, to get it planted in your heart. As a matter of fact, when you speak the word, you are planting the word. You're planting the word in your heart. You're planting seeds of faith. And we want your faith to be increased on this year like never before. My God, I feel God.
That is so awesome, Pastor, because you said commitment, obedience, and overflow.
Yeah.
You know, the Apostle Paul writes to the church of Corinth, and he talks about how God takes the foolish things of this world to confine the wise. It says that God used those who are weak to confine the mighty. And we need to know that the preaching of the gospel to those who are perishing is foolish, but to those of us who know God and are saved, it says we know it's the power of God. And when you're committed to the things of God, when you're obedient, going to church on Sunday morning, paying your tithes, praying, reading the word, studying to show yourself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth, no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper.
Yes.
The Bible says your enemy will come one way and he'll flee seven different ways.
Yes.
Glory be to God. And we need to know that there's a hedge around us. The word cannot fail. You can only win with the word of God. That's why we give you so much word. This is not our opinion. This is not what we believe. Principles in the Bible are principles that will not fail. Glory be to God.
Yes.
And you said something so mighty that the enemy comes to mess with our mind.
Yeah.
I told our children a week ago that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind.
A sound mind.
And we have too many believers. If you're on this call, I speak peace over your life today.
Right.
But we have too many believers who are worried, who are anxious, who are walking in fear and being afraid. And God is saying, I have given you a sound mind.
Yes.
I have given you a peaceful mind.
Yes.
I have removed everything that tried to put fear into you. And you're walking with the boldness and the courage. He told Joshua, be of good courage. Glory be to God. Jesus told the apostles and the disciples, lo, I'll be with you. And God is reminding you today, he's with you in that troubled marriage. He's with you when your money is acting real funny.
Yes.
He's with you on the unemployment line. He's with you. You're trying to raise children and grandchildren, and everybody's looking to you for strength. God will renew your strength.
Yes.
You've been pouring out to everybody, and you need somebody to pour into you. That's what we're doing today. Because sometimes we get weak. We all have weaknesses.
Yes.
But Paul said, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. That's my testimony today. And I pray that that's your testimony. When you feel weak, when you don't feel like going on, when you don't feel, you feel so discouraged and frustrated, that's when the word of God, that's why we're pressing you, trying to persuade you, almost pleading with you to pray and read your word and go in here and preach word. There's something about faith that comes only through hearing.
Yes. The Bible
says faith only cometh by hearing.
Yes.
In fact, we see too many people out of position with demonic activity, demons trying to get to this earth on assignment because believers are not praying. Believers are trying to leave churches. Believers are out of position. And God is saying, during this 2013 year, I need a greater commitment from my Christians, from my believers. For those who trust in me, I need a greater commitment. And I know I want to say, yes, Lord.
Yes.
That's why the devil, the Bible says his time is short. We're going to open up the phone lines in this next hour, but the Bible says the devil's time is short. So all the pain, all the hurt, all the disappointment that you may be facing, I'm here to tell you it's going to work together for your good. Glory be to God. I said it's going to work together for your good.
Yes.
I said, according to Romans 8:28, that all the pain, all the hurt, all the discouragement, all the disappointment, all the setbacks is going to work for your behalf. I hope you believe and receive the word of the Lord today. Glory be to God. God is up to something,
yes,
and it's something good for your life.
Yes. Amen. Amen. That's the scripture I was just getting ready to say, Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works together for the good of those who love him, the called according to his purpose. My God, and we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. That script, Romans 8, goes on to tell us that we are more than conquerors.
Yes, you are more than conquerors
through Christ Jesus, and nothing can separate us from the love of God. So whatever you're going through, hold on to God's unchanging hand, because God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He is always with you, and he has a great plan for your life. God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he would repent and change his mind about what he has said about you. And guess what? Don't worry about other people being blessed ahead of you, because what God has for you is for you. You don't have to worry, and no man can receive anything except to come from above. So know that God has some blessings with your name on it. He has some blessings with your name on it. Hallelujah. So we're excited. Pastor Anthony is preaching up in here. I just feel the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is here. Amen. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. And know you already have the power. You already have the power. You have received power. You don't have to wait for the power. You don't need a new year to get power.
Do it now.
You don't need it. It doesn't have to be 2013 for this word to apply to your life. It's already been yours. It's just time for you to take possession of what God has already given you. Hallelujah. By faith. We got to take this thing by faith. My God, the kingdom of God suffers violence. That means you're going to go through something. But the violent, take it by force, which means we're stronger than the violence that's coming against us. Hallelujah. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You already got victory on the inside of you. You're coming out of this. Somebody say, I'm coming out. Amen. I'm coming out. Hallelujah. We're going to take some phone calls. I feel the preach coming on. We're going to, yes. Amen. Pastor Amy, I'm going to let you, because you got something burning. I'm going to let you speak, and then y'all can start calling in. Press 1 if you want to be on the air with us. Even if you want to just say happy anniversary or something, but Anthony, I'm going to let you preach because I feel something right here.
Well, I'm not preaching. I'm just talking. Believe me, the word, like Jeremiah said, it's like liquid fire in my bone, in my members. And that's what God is saying. He wants believers to get excited.
Yes.
You know, he doesn't want you to become lukewarm. And sometimes this world can throw a wet blanket on your life.
My God.
I asked the church last year, who put water on your fire?
My God.
Who's trying to put your fire out?
Jesus.
Stay excited about the things of God. Stay connected to the vine. Stay connected to the things of Jesus Christ. Because if God be for you, who can be against you?
God, please, if you just speak in tongues.
Great, I'm trying not to. The Apostle Paul said, when we speak into our normal language, is more edifying to the believer that hear it.
I told you, you got the preach.
So we going to move forward. We're going to take some calls. And in all seriousness, there's been some hurt. There's been some pain. There's been some disappointment. And believe it or not, some of that has been purging. Some of that has been your pruning process. We might get into that. We might get into that in this second hour. I talked about that on Wednesday night, the seasons of get ready, the seasons of preparation. We all got to go through them. We all got to go through them. When there's a baby in the womb, I never forget my wife was pregnant with our baby daughter, Kayla, and I saw her stomach growing, and she went full term to the place where they were going to induce labor. But I at least knew that baby was not premature. Glory be to God. If nothing else, my wife was about ready to pop and give it up. But at least we both knew that she went full term and we had a healthy baby girl. And that's all God is saying. Just like that butterfly goes into that cocoon as a caterpillar, and by the time that cocoon process opens up, he flies out like a butterfly and takes flight. There's a process that you and I have to go through. There's a process that we got to go through. But yea, though you walk through that valley, he's with you.
Yes.
I said, yea, though you walk through that valley of the shadow of death, he's with you.
Wow.
Pastor, the Bible says we're going to go. He says, when you go through the fire, when you go through the flood,
when you go,
it won't drown you. It won't burn you. He said the fire won't even kindle against your clothing.
Yes.
That means we won't look like what we've been through. Glory be to God.
We won't even smell like smoke when you come up out of this. And some people are right there, Pastor, where they think they can't make it through this particular
thing. It's hot.
But I'm here to encourage you to take a look back. Look back over your life. Look at what God has already brought you out of. Look at what God has already brought you through. Look at what God has already done for you. If you think you can't make it, I'm telling you, that's a lie from the pit of hell, because you can make it. God has never failed you, and he's not about to fail you now. The Lord is, he's able. He's able. Not only is he able, but he's willing. So just take a look back over your life. Look over that right shoulder. Look over that left shoulder. Don't stay there too long, but look back and don't see the bad, but see the good. And even if you see the bad, see the good that came out of the bad. Because even though it was a hard time, a tough situation, God brought you out. You came out and you're still here. You're still here, and you're still giving God the praise. I pray you're still praising him. So whatever it is that you're looking at today, going forward, moving forward, move forward by faith. Move forward believing that God's not finished with you yet. Move forward believing that God is able. Move forward believing that God is not going to fail you. He's not going to let you drown. He's not going to let the fires of life consume you. He will let it burn some stuff off of you. And why, he will let you suffer. He said in Peter, after you have suffered for a little while. So we're going to go through some suffering, amen. But after we suffer for a while, he will establish us and perfect us, amen. So know that God knows what he's doing, and he knows exactly what you're going through on today, amen. And he's with you in the middle of the fire. He's the fourth man in the fire, amen. So we're going to take some calls. Just raise your hand, press 1 if you want to be on the air with us, and we're going to put you on the air. This is our anniversary celebration, so we talk for about an hour. Just enjoying, because that's what we love to do. We're on our marriage anniversary, we were preaching.
We were invited to preach.
This year, on July the 20th, we both preached the gospel, amen, because that's what preachers do. When you love the Lord, I mean, I wouldn't want to be doing anything else but serving God. Wait a minute, we have a caller. Area code 908, your hand is raised. God bless you. You're on the air.
God bless you. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Pastor Anthony Simmons and Pastor Rebecca Simmons, glory be to God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty, mighty God we serve. Such an awesome word on today, oh God, hallelujah, for the 5th anniversary of Woman to Woman, Woman to Man broadcast, hallelujah. What a mighty word for the women. What a mighty word for the men. What a mighty word for the single, hallelujah, for the mothers. Glory be to God. I just called in to say God bless you. Thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to have my voice been heard over the years. I will never forget, Pastor Rebecca, when you allowed me to call in as a guest to help promote my book. I'm Inspired, the beginning. It turned into a two-part, you know, segment, and I tell you, only God. Then you allow me the honor to come back and also to host the show. You had entrusted the woman-to-woman broadcast in my hands when you and Pastor Anthony went to do, you know, another assignment, you know, in the vineyard. Praise God. So I just called to just celebrate with you today. The word of God is right. And it's on time, and I'm bubbling over in my spirit today. I receive the word of the Lord. You two are lighting up the Blog Talk broadcast today, I tell you. And, yes, I agree with you, Mother. It sounds like Pastor is preaching, because I'm telling you, I'm over here shouting up down here myself. Glory, hallelujah. So, again, I just called to say on behalf of Daniel myself, thank you so much for the woman-to-woman broadcast. Thank you so much now for the woman-to-man broadcast. And we're just trusting God with you that God is going to do great and great and mighty things with you online and off. Hallelujah. Because truly you are a preacher, and can't nobody take that from you. Glory be to God. Give to without repentance, and you are who you are, and I thank God for you. So thank you again, and happy anniversary. 5 minutes, a number of grace. It's by the grace of God that he's allowed and sustained you with over thousands and thousands of listeners. And may God continue to bless you with even thousands more in Jesus Christ's name. God bless you, Mother. God bless you, Pastor Anthony. We love you, Minister Valerie and Daniel. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory for the great things he has done.
Amen. God, to God be the glory. Thank you so much for calling in, daughter, and giving us those great words of encouragement. We definitely need to be encouraged as we encourage others, and we just thank God for you. Thanks so much for calling in. God bless you.
God bless you. So I'll be standing by and listening in to the remainder of the broadcast. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Yes, that was Minister Valerie Allen, and she did. If you go back to the archive, she hosted when we were down in North Carolina on assignment, and she hosted the Woman to Woman show back then, and she did a great job. And I'm sure you can see that in the archives. All of the archives are still available. And I tell you, God has just been moving, and she's the author of I Am Inspired. She's one of the authors that I interview here. We interview many authors. Please go back and look at the archives. There are some phenomenal authors, fivefold ministry gifts, apostles, prophets, that have come, amen, to be a part of this broadcast. And it has been a blessing, because that's part of what we do also here. We interview people who are doing things for the kingdom, amen, for the Lord. So it's always, always a blessing to have guests. And she's one of my guests that was here to come back and say thank you. To God be the glory. I thank God for her. Amen. Area code 212, your hand is raised. You're on the air. Welcome to the Woman to Woman to Man show. Let your voice be heard.
Happy 2013. Happy anniversary. God bless you. Doctors Rebecca and Anthony Simmons, you have been a tremendous blessing to my life, and I thank God for you, for your ministry. You blessed me in so many ways over the few years that we've known each other, and I'm just happy to that the Lord has allowed you guys to be in my life for the tremendous blessing that you've been. So I say happy anniversary. Happy 2013. We made it. We're into a new dimension. We're into a new season. We're into new manifestations. And we're going to see even new relationships. And I thank God for that. Pastor Anthony was preaching. I'm going to give it to him. He was preaching. When I tuned in, the man of God was on fire. And I thank God for him. And I just want to kind of piggyback on what he was saying. The Bible says those that know their God will do exploits. And we're in the season, we're coming into the dimension that we must know God. We got to know. I mean, you know, we know each other certain, and even so, you know, sometimes you can't speak for another person because, well, I don't know them like that. And I don't, well, you think you're good. Well, I don't know. I don't know because I don't know them that way. But we as the people of God, we must know God. We must have an intimate relationship with him so much so that we know him beyond the words on the pages of that book.
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting some feedback and some breaking up on your phone. But you were saying we need to know him. What was that last thing you said? We need to know him so much.
We need to know him beyond the words in those pages in that book.
Yes, yes, amen.
We need to know God greater than the words in that book. I mean, to have a really intimate relationship with God. Is the reception better now?
Yes,
Apostle. Yes, it is.
We need to know God. We got to know him. We got to not just know him, you know, by conversations or what other people say, but we need to know him by the intimate. Let me call back in. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Amen, amen. That's Apostle Amica. He's going to call back in, but pretty much what he was saying is so powerful. We need to know God, not know about him, not know of him, but we need to know him.
Wow.
And that's why, you know, during the Reformation, during Martin Luther time, getting to know God, you don't need to confess your sins to a priest. You don't need to go to man. You can go directly to God himself. And I'm so glad that Jesus Christ allows you and I to have a personal relationship to God through his shed blood. Through the forgiveness of our sins, there's been restoration and reconciliation. Glory be to God. The Bible says, through one man, Adam, all have fallen, all have sinned. But through one man, Jesus Christ, glory be to God. Romans chapter 5, through one man, Jesus Christ, you and I now have the ability to be in right standing with God the Father, who above all blesses through his grace and mercy. Through his grace and mercy, God says, I know the plans I have towards you, plans to prosper you, plans not to harm you. That's God speaking to us, church.
Yes.
He has plans to prosper us. Don't allow this world to make you feel like a failure.
Yeah.
The Bible says God has plans. That means it may not have been executed yet. It may not have come to pass yet. It may not even manifested or demonstrated itself yet. But if God has a plan for you, it will prevail. If God has a plan for you, it will come to pass. And some of you are going through a serious warfare. Some of you have never seen such trials and such hardship and such heartache as you have seen in this time in your life. But I'm here to tell you, you're still here. I'm here to tell you that you're still standing. Some of you got a testimony we want you to call in. You walked out of hospitals. You've gotten over hurdles. You've climbed some mountains. And we need to hear from you today, because your testimony is going to encourage somebody else.
Wow, amen, praise God. Well, we have another caller. Pastor Emily is on fire. I tell you, we are not making this the man-to-man show. You got to I'm taking over. Come up in here taking over and carrying on. What is the deal with that? What is the deal with that? Hallelujah. Okay, we have another caller. Area code 718, you're on the air. Welcome to the Woman to Woman to Man show. Let your voice be heard.
Yeah, Pastor Anthony is on fire. He is on fire. And our as he said earlier about the metamorphosis
the butterfly, that's
what God is taking us through, because he wants us to know him, and he's making us many of the afflictions of the righteous, but God is able to deliver us out of them all, and he's going to he wants us. This is the way that he proves himself. This is the way I can say I know that God will do it. How do you know? Because he's taking me through. Somebody said even earlier about, I think it was Pastor Rebecca, that you are allowed, he'll take you through the fire. He'll take you through the fire and bring you out, and then don't even look like you don't even look like you've been through the fire. You have not been burnt. You don't even smell like what you've been through. And that's because that's the things that God is using to take us through.
You don't look like what you've been through.
Yes, Apostle Amica, yes, we got it. You know, yes. I have to tell you this because I know you called in on another phone, but you're still getting breaking up.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
we got it.
No, you must be in the city. You must be up here, up north.
No, I'm in Florida. But the reception is bad today. Forgive me. God bless. I'll be listening.
Yeah.
But we got it. We don't look like what we've been through.
Yeah, Pastor Amity said we got it. We don't look like we've been through what we've been through. Yeah, you go through that fire, and you go through that fire. You know, we go through the fire. And people think just because we're saved, we're not supposed to go through anymore, and that's a misconception that has been that we've been taught. We almost seem to perceive that from the outside looking in. So when we get in the church, we feel like we shouldn't have to go through some of the stuff that we shouldn't have to suffer. So, but I thank God that even though he allows us to suffer, that he keeps us through that time of suffering. Amen. To God be the glory. Area code 404, I don't know if you wanted to be on the air. I saw your hair raised. The phone lines are open. If you just press 1, we'll put you on the air, and you guys can talk to us. We want to talk to you, amen, because we've spent the first hour talking. There it is, amen. Area code 404, you're on the air. Welcome to the Woman to Woman to Man show. Let your voice be heard.
Thank you. Happy anniversary, first of all. I want to give praise and glory to God for just keeping me safe and keeping me in faith. I'm Carmen's cousin.
Maria. God bless you,
yeah.
Maria.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I have a little cold. I'm sorry. But,
no, that's
okay. But I'm calling in. Happy New Year's to you guys. I love your station. So I try to go on there faithfully every Tuesday. Sometimes I might not raise my hand, but I'm still going through some marriage problems. And I just want you to pray. You know, there are times that sometimes I'm like, you know, I just want to give up. And, you know, listening to your station and reading the Bible, going to church, there's no way that I could give up, you know.
No, right, exactly.
No matter what, I have to walk in faith.
Yes, yes, continue to walk in faith. And I love what you said, you know, that listening to our station helps you to hold on. Yes. Not to give up. You know, let me tell you, my husband and I, when we were, I don't know how long you've been married. How long have you been married?
About 20.
Oh, wow. 20. So you've been married for a long time.
Yeah.
When we were newly married, we had some problems in our marriage. But the Lord brought us through. You know, he brought us through, and we can stand and say that, you know, we thank God that he brought us through those difficult times, and today that we can stand up and say we are happily married. But, you know, there was a time when we had some challenges, and I don't know what's going on, don't need to know details with you, but I can tell you that God is able, you know, and that God answers prayers. He answers prayers. And however he decides to bring you through this, God will bring you through. You know, we believe we're touching and agreeing with you and believing with you for your marriage to be restored and for all, whatever God needs to do in the middle of your marriage with you and with your husband, that he will, you know, have his way. Sister Maria, the most important thing for me when I was going through was that God had to do a work in me. You know,
right.
I was looking, you know, I was like, you know, change him, change him, change him.
Huh?
And yes, he needed changing too. He needed changing too, but I needed some things in me to be worked on. And God began to work on me. I don't know if you were here earlier when I was talking about the fact that I had gone through so many things as a child. I was, you know, had low self-esteem and all of that. Didn't think much of myself. And God began to build me up when I became a part of the kingdom, when I became saved. He began to build me up through his word. That's why we encourage people, read that word, stay in your word, go to church, you know, even if you don't feel like going to church. There's something magical, not magical, mysterious. About church attendance, the supernatural, that's the word I was looking. There's something supernatural about going to the house of the Lord, you know, where the word is being preached. And even, like you said, coming here to our station, getting prayer, that God will speak hope into you. I speak hope into you for a greater future, for a brighter future. And, you know, I know you're going through now, Maria, but just be encouraged and know that God has greater in store for you. You know,
I have a question. My thing is, I have faith. I know that God is going to see me through it, but I find it very hard to put my foot down. I feel that if I'm putting my foot down, I'm going against the Bible, and I just feel that I feel like it's the devil fighting with me, or I'm fighting with the devil or something. I don't know. I just get confused in that part about putting my foot down.
Putting your foot down?
Yeah, like, you know, just not making it so easy. You know, I think, I don't know, I get confused there. I feel like I do things God's way, and that wouldn't be God's way. And so this is why, you know, this is why I get confused.
Okay. There's a way that we put our foot down as women. God is very clear in Scripture in the book of Ephesians chapter 5. He tells us, husbands and wives, to submit one to another. He tells us to submit to each other. Then he goes on in Ephesians 5:21 and says, wives, submit to your own husband as unto the Lord. And then he tells the husbands to love their wives as Christ loved the church. And then he tells the husband to love his wife and the wife to respect her husband. Jesus talks about marriage when they asked him about divorce. And he began to talk about marriage and divorce and everything like that. And Jesus said God hates divorce. And then he says, back in the day in the Old Testament, he gave us the writ of divorce because of the hardness of our hearts. And he gave us two reasons that it's allowable. One is sexual infidelity. And two is abandonment, if the spouse leaves. If Paul even says, if the unbeliever's spouse leaves, let them go. So here we're not talking about divorce, though. We're talking about just putting your foot down. You're not talking about, I want to divorce my husband. You're talking about, I want to put my foot down. There is something called righteous indignation. In other words, if you are, there are things going on in your marriage where your husband is not treating you the way that you need to be treated, there is a way that you could put your foot down. In other words, say, begin to go to him and communicate to him, honey, I am not willing to go along quietly with you mistreating me or with this. Or, honey, we're having some problems in our communication. Let's talk about it. You know, so there's a way that you can go to your spouse and let your spouse know that there is a problem in the marriage that you're not happy with and that it's your desire to see change. Or, you know, the same way, he could come to you and say, I'm not happy with this. I need you to change this. So we can always go to our spouse. In other words, when we're not happy, and it's not always going to be nice. When Pastor Anthony and I agree, I'm not talking to him like I'm talking to you. I hate to admit it. But
right.
We just get a little firm with each other, you know. You know, where we're talking to each other like, I'm not putting up with this, you know. We've said that to each other in this marriage. We have, as much as we love each other, we have told each other, I'm not putting up with this from you.
Right.
So, and that's how we put our foot down, by communicating, not by name calling, try not to be emotional. You know, counseling is always good, too. If you're having some difficulties, it's always good to, you know, go for counseling. So I hope that helps.
That's it. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, Pastor Rebecca. I really appreciate it. God bless you all, and have a happy new year.
Amen. I hope that helps. Let me just pray for you. Father, we praise you and we worship you. We thank you for Maria, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for her life. Father God, we thank you for her marriage. We thank you for her husband, oh God. Lord, I pray the peace of the Lord will come upon her right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, just give her peace that surpasses all understanding, even in the middle of the trials that she's going through, Father God, even in her marriage. Lord, we thank you that you said you never put any more on us than we could handle. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father God, for giving her the strength and the ability to continue to move forward, to continue to have joy in spite of whatever's going on in her life, that she will not let anything or anyone, Father God, steal her joy. Father God, bless her husband, bless her children, bless her marriage, oh God. Bless her marriage above and beyond what she can think, ask, or expect. In Jesus' name we pray. Maria, I just want to say this to you. There is joy in the middle of trouble. You know, God is giving you, he's going to give you joy in the middle of the trouble. He's going to give you peace while you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. And God also is able to do all things. It's even restore a marriage that seems to be impossible to restore. I want you to have hope and know that God can restore anything. And then know that God is just, he's just so, not only is he able, but God still speaks. Amen. He still speaks. Again, God is going to give you wisdom in the area of communication, conflict resolution, whatever you need, the Lord has it for you. And I just believe that God's going to open up a greater revelation for you to receive what you need to go forward. Don't give up. Don't quit. And don't lose hope.
I won't. I won't. Thank you, Pastor Rebecca.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you, my sister. Can you call us anytime? We're here for you.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you. God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for our callers on today. Calling. If there's anyone else that wants to be on the air, you can just press 1, and we will put you on the air to speak with us. Amen. To God be the glory. He's able. He's able. You know, that's all we can keep saying. It sounds like a broken record sometimes. But faith, you got to hold on to you. To believe God, you know, according to his word, and believe God and stand in faith, knowing that God will direct your steps. The Bible, I love the fact, Maria, I see you're still there. The Bible says if anyone lacks wisdom, ask the Lord and God will give it to them. And that's what you're asking for during this season. I sense that you're asking for wisdom. And God is going to, like I just said, he's going to reveal things to you like never before. Just because you asked, just because you asked for wisdom, he's going to give you wisdom. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, marriage is hard. You know, we talked about that. We've done quite a few shows on marriage, and we just thank God that he continues to shine the light on that particular subject.
Pastor Rebecca, we thank God, Sister Maria, for that Happy New Year's. We received that. We thank God for you on the Tuesday night intercessory prayer.
Yes.
Even calling in today, wishing you and your family a Happy New Year. Sister Carmen is a blessing, and God work in mysterious ways,
yes,
introducing you to this ministry through Sister Carmen, your cousin. So it's a blessing. Both of you have been a blessing. But Pastor Rebecca, you said something so powerful, because a lot of our listeners can relate to even what she was sharing about sometimes as believers, as Christians, we feel as though we put ourselves in a position where people can take advantage of us or manipulate the fact that we are believers. And you use the word righteous indignation.
Yeah.
The Bible says, be angry, but sin not.
Sin not,
It says, be slow to anger, slow to speak, and quick to listen. But it goes on to say, don't let the sun go, what, down on your wrath, on your anger. In other words, as Christians, we can get angry. I find myself getting angry sometimes, but the Bible says we're not to sin. And that's what she was saying.
Right.
I don't want to sin while I'm angry.
Right.
I want to put my foot down. I want to be firm, but I want to be godly more than anything. I want to be righteous more than anything.
Yes.
And come on, callers, call in. Not that you can just relate to that, but you got a testimony. You got something you want to say toward the new year. Or maybe there's something pressing in your spirit during this time. As Pastor Rebecca said, this is our fifth-year anniversary. Old things are passed away. Behold, old things are coming new. You and I are looking to the future together. I don't know your specifics, but I know that God has a wonderful plan for 2013 for you and your life and your family. So I'm just so elated that Sister Maria is being blessed by what we put across these airways because we really believe in the power of prayer. And the prayer of faith.
Yes.
I wake up before most of my family wake up, and I pray for my family. We pray for the church, and I thank God, Pastor, that he allows us to be intercessors to pray for those who can't pray for themselves sometimes. And as you said, marriage is challenging. Marriage is challenging, and I believe that that's going to be a favorable outcome for Sister Maria when God is done with all of it. So we believe in and standing in agreement with you. We hope that you still can hear us for whatever your prayer concerns are with God. Amen?
Yeah, and that's a good point you make, Pastor Anthony. What do you do when somebody pushes you, you know, when you feel like you're being taken advantage of or you get angry about a situation? What do you do? Can you put your foot down without sinning? And the answer to that is yes. You know, if it's a the Bible tells us to speak the truth in love, that's a good way not to sin in your anger. Speak the truth in love, like make sure you have purged your heart of any feelings that maybe might cause you to curse somebody out. Let's just keep it real. You know, sometimes we get so mad that we feel like cursing people out, and that's because sometimes we let things get bottled up on the inside of us.
That's right.
See, don't let it bottle up to the point of you exploding. So sometimes it can get bottled up so much and keep so much on the inside. And women, I was speaking to the women earlier in the broadcast. You know, women, you know that sometimes we would keep stuff bottled up on the inside of us, and we won't talk about it, and we don't want to complain, and we don't want to come off as nagging. Or we think we can handle it, and we just keep going through life, and we got this stuff bottled up, and we have one hurt on top of another on top of another until it gets to the point where we just explode, and we're crying, and we're having a fit, and we're cursing, and we're doing stuff that we know we've been gave up doing, you know, or we'll turn to drinking, or you might, if you've been delivered from drugs, you might want to pick up the drug. Don't let it get to that point. Don't let it get to that point where you feel like just throwing everything away, where you feel like you get ready to snap. You know, don't let it get, it doesn't have to get to that point. First and foremost, just take it to the Lord in prayer. Mm-hmm. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And this is a disclaimer, you know, this is not a counseling session. This is just us giving wise advice,
Everybody. You know,
don't hold us. Don't sue us, you know, because, you know, you took something. That's why we're very careful about what we say here because, you know, we always say go get counsel, you know, go to a psychologist, a counselor, a lawyer, amen, and you know, so that's a disclaimer. But what we say, do what we do. Just take it to the Lord in prayer. Take it to the Lord in prayer, and God will give you wisdom on how to deal with the situation. And then forgive the person.
Forgive
them. Mm-hmm. Release them. That way you release yourself, because as you hold on to the anger, it just gets worse. It gets choked up to the point where you might say or do anything. You might hit somebody. So forgive the person. And once you have cleared your heart of the emotions, Now you can go to the person and talk to the person without blowing your lid, you know, without exploding. Now you can go to the person and say, you know what, you know, this is what I need to talk. You might need to write it down. Write down your thoughts first and then read the letter to them or mail the letter. But whatever you need to do, get it off your chest so that it doesn't cause undue pressure for you. So, yes, you can put your foot down. Yes, you can communicate with people who are causing you grief, even if it's not a bad thing. It might even be just a miscommunication, like we missed each other. We missed each other. We're not understanding each other. It's good to go and sit down and talk to that person. The Bible tells us if you have an ought against a sister or a brother in the church, and this is good for the church too, because the church has brought a lot of division comes in the church. Go to that brother. Go to that sister. Tell them what the problem is. And if they don't listen, go get somebody else. Bring that person with you and try to talk to the person. If that doesn't work, go to the elders of the church and bring it to the elders. And if that doesn't work, it says then you could just write that person off. That person is just like... You can write them off as an unbeliever because they're not walking with you on one accord trying to be peacemakers. Amen. So be a peacemaker at all times, but also you don't have to be a doormat. You don't have to let people walk over you or take advantage. And this is for everybody. You know, don't let people walk over you. Don't let people take advantage of you. People will take kindness for weakness, but you have to stand up for what you believe is right. Stand up for what you believe is right.
Amen. In this last half hour, we want more calls to call in. Again, as a church, just shifting gears a little bit, we are fasting and praying these first 21 days of 2013. We're laying down our plates. If you want to join in on the fast, we believe in the power of agreement. And I believe that God is going to speak to you during this season. In the book of Daniel, the angel said, you know, I was delayed in Persia, but I heard your prayer, Daniel, as soon as you prayed it. And in those 21 days, glory be to God, when the angel finally got there, the prayers of Daniel was answered, and God got the glory. And I believe he's going to do that. He's going to speak to you as we lay our place down, as we abstain from certain foods and certain people. And even I heard a young man at our church said, I'm going to step away from the technology. And that's hard for our young people to do. So some people putting down Facebook and putting down the technology. Some people may abstain from television, but there are certain foods that we're stepping away from. Believe in God, because he said, when you pray, when you fast, when you give. And that's why we started out this show. Don't step away from the things of God. And Pastor Rebecca, that was so powerful, your last statement. We need to be effective communicators.
Yeah.
Don't wear your feelings on your sleeve. Don't walk away without having all the facts and the right understanding. We need to really talk to one another, have a dialogue with one another, communicate with one another. That way we understand. The Bible says Paul and Peter had a great disagreement, but they talked it through. They talked it out, and they reconciled their differences. Peter was simply saying, listen, I'm a Jew, and I'm practicing these ways because this is what I was taught. This is what I believe. And Paul simply said, no, I'm a Jew as well, but you act real strange around your Jewish brothers and sisters when other Gentiles come around. And it was a sharp disagreement. They put it out there, and sometimes we agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Amen? And sometimes in marriage, we see that caller. Sometimes in marriage, and we've been married for 16 years, and I told people it's our second and final marriage.
Yeah.
And we are certified Christian counselors, but there's some things we'll never share on public airways. When we counsel couples privately, we get a little more into the details. But there's some things we try to warn the callers not to put in the public atmosphere because it's not for everybody to know. But, caller, we see that hand, and we want to take this call in these last 30 minutes. Hallelujah. Caller 973, Happy New Year. God bless you. What's on your heart today?
God bless you. Praise the Lord. This is Tina. I wanted to call in and say congratulations to you and Pastor Rebecca on 5 years. This show truly has been a blessing to me. I've had the opportunity to listen to this show for a few years, and I've been blessed by many of the topics, the speakers, just the people who called in. It's truly, truly have been a blessing to my life. I remember when I first called into the show, I actually won a book, Pastor Rebecca. I won your book, The Cry of a Woman's Heart. And I didn't know too much about Blog Talk Radio. I believe you were the second show I ever heard of. So I was just given an opportunity to call in just to listen, and you said you want a book. And I said, wow. So I was blessed by that. In addition, like your daughter, Minister Valley Allen, stated, I too have been blessed to be a part of your show, and I thank you for the opportunity. I was a moderator at one time. I've been a co-host, and I've been a guest. And I had never been on radio before, on Blog Talk Radio before, so I thank you for just giving me the opportunity just to come on and just talk or just share some of my wisdom and whatever topics such as teen dating abuse. And I thank you. And as I listen to the show over and over again, I notice how you and Pastor Anthony give a lot of people the opportunity to come on the radio for the first time and just witness or just be a blessing to many. This is definitely a venue that I appreciate, and I take out time on Saturday to listen to. So, again, thank you, and God bless you on your 5 years of service.
Beautiful. Amen, Sister Tina Lane. That's Sister Tina Lane. She is a blessing. Amen. And she has been part of this broadcast in so many ways. I think Pastor had on here speaking to the young people.
Yes.
We have that in the archives. She has a wealth of wisdom in that area. She has studied our young people. And she has a heart for this next generation. They are the future. And Sister Tina Lane has a ministry in that area. And we thank God that Pastor Rebecca, I agree with her. You have given many people who have written books, people who are being introduced to the airways of Blog Talk Radio. You've had authors, you've had pastors, you've had prophets, you've had just regular folk on this show, and you gave them a platform to promote their book, promote their products, whether it's Mary Kay or network marketing, whatever it may be. You have given people opportunities through this opportunity that God has blessed you with. And I have seen this thing unfold, and you've been a blessing. He told Abraham, I'm going to bless you to be a blessing to others. And you have written a book, and you have given other authors opportunity. And Sister Tina and Minister Valerie Allen, I echo their words. Even me being on this, you invited me to be a co-host of yours, and it's been a pleasure working with you.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Tina. I really appreciate those words, those sentiments, and also you stepping up to the plate. You were actually co-host with Minister Valerie Allen when she stood in the gap for me, and you guys held down the fort with the broadcast, and then you put together the domestic violence conference that I had, and also came back this last year to do a segment on teen dating violence, which was very well listened to. So we just thank God for you and your words and your support and your love. And we're just so grateful for people like you and Apostle Amica and Minister Valerie Allen and all of the listeners, Kathy and Ray Jones. I know they're here and they can't be on the air, but we just thank God for them and all of the listeners that come in on a regular basis, Carmen and Maria, and just so many people that come in to show support, Pastor Larry, Erica, all of you guys. Without you, there would be, you know, very little reason to come. But we would still come out of obedience to the Lord. But we thank God for you. I thank God for you personally. Thank you for being here, and thanks for calling today.
You're welcome. Amen. God bless.
Amen. And thanks for bringing people, because you have brought people to listen to the show. So we thank you for inviting people to come and listen and helping us build our listenership as well.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you.
God bless, God bless you.
Now, Pastor Anthony, back to you. I did invite you. I dragged you on to be a part of the show. I remember you were kicking and screaming, like, I don't want to go. I don't want to. Do I have to? And now I couldn't get you to come off of this broadcast if I wanted to. You just shining, just letting your light shine, just letting your light shine, and you come with the a spirit of excellence. You come with the fire of the Lord in your belly. And you and I, we just flow so well together. We make beautiful music together. We make beautiful music together. And normally you're in your car and I'm here in the studio. But today I get to sit side by side and look into those big, beautiful brown eyes of yours and look at the nice, smooth chocolate of your skin and watch the smile as you brighten this whole studio with your smile. He's blushing. But, you know, it's definitely a pleasure to. And women, that's just a cue there. Men have this thing called eagle, E-G-O, and we have to stroke that eagle, you know, for our husbands. They like compliments. So because we do have our honey-do list as well, so I like to make sure that I balance it out. So to God be the glory. But thank you, honey. Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Come on, Ashley. We have all of these callers. Does anyone else want to be on the air today? Just press 1. You don't have to say much. You could just say happy anniversary. Share your sentiments. And some of you have never been on the air. Some of you call and you listen and you never raise your hand. And we understand that because the fear of speaking is the greatest fear, one of the greatest fears in the world. The fear of public speaking is one of the greatest fears in the world. But just think about this. Nobody can see you. You know, you won't fall out. There's only one recorded person, history of one person dying while speaking in public. So you're not going to die. It's not that hard. You know, the first time I got ready to speak in public, even during radio, my heart would be pumping coolly. Like I would get so scared. So I just thank God that he delivered me from that fear, because God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. Amen. Hallelujah. Area code, you know, we preachers, we keep saying amen, hallelujah. Oh, it's hard to break out of being a preacher. Area code 321, you're on the air. Welcome to the Women of Women.
I don't know, is that me? Praise God. Well, I just wanted to say happy anniversary, and you all have been a blessing since I've been here, for the short time that I've been here. This is Rita, and I just praise God for you all. And I just wanted to give that quick shout out that to God be the glory, and much more to come through this year. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Sister Rita. Thank you for that. Thank you for those compliments. It's been a blessing, and it's going to be a great year for you. I declare that over your life. And we thank God that these archives, this broadcast, is going to continue to be a blessing to you and so many who listen. We get feedback. Thank God we get feedback a lot. And some of the topics discussed today about how this program and broadcast was birthed, some of the agenda that we have put forth over the year of 2012, and what the future holds. We're going to have more authors, more people who are doing things. Again, somebody's going to write a Pastor and I are working on a marriage book.
Yes.
Our marriage book will be released this year, so we're working on a new project. And so many are working on projects, and I hate to say New Year's resolution, but maybe it's something on your heart. You know, Pastor, I'm going to start my business this year. I'm going to get a house, a home, or I'm going to birth something. We want to hear from you. But Sister Rita, thank you again, and God
Amen.
Bless you.
And I will see that one on the business.
Oh, well,
amen.
Hey, that's for you. Well, that's
yes,
for you.
Amen.
In the name,
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus, I pray God blesses upon you, and God has the ability to breathe on that thing. He says, I wish above all things
amen.
That we may prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prospering. And I know that your soul is being prospered, your spirit is being renewed day by day. And many of our listeners, you're on the right path, and stay on the things of God. Amen. Well, have a blessed day and continue to listen. Amen.
Amen. And that was Rita, one of the people that the Lord has sent into the church. to be a part of the work that we're doing, and we thank God for her. You know, it's amazing. You talked about living the dreams, getting that business, getting that house, whatever it is that the goal is. Set goals for this year. You know, that's just so important that we set goals, that we get a plan, and that we take action on that plan. So it's amazing because I wrote 5 books, and we're writing a book on marriage. So I've written 5 books. My first book was released in 2003. And that was the time when we were really having trouble in our marriage. You know, when I wrote that first book, I was miserable. I mean, really, really miserable in our marriage. We have a blended family. And my oldest son, who was my husband's son, that came into my life through marriage, wasn't really that happy with having me as his mom. You know, a lot of people would say stepmother. We never really used that word in our home. And we were going through some changes. And, you know, I was mad at my husband. I was mad at my oldest son. I was mad at the world. You know, I still had some unresolved issues that I was dealing with from my past. And God began to deal with me. You know, he was saying, yeah, I know all this stuff is going on outside of you. I know you're having problems in your marriage, problems with your children, problems with your money. I was even having problems with my money back then. He said, but I am the answer above all. Mm-hmm. And he says, and it's not about what's going on with them, but it's about what's going on with you.
Jesus.
And God began to speak to me that he wanted to change me. You know, as much as they needed changing and the situation needed changing, God wanted to do something in me. And that's when he began to talk to me about writing my books. I wrote my first book, Nobody's Business, and it was a purging for me. I got so much out of my heart, so much was resolved just by writing that book. So that's for some of you out there that maybe the pressure is being applied in order to manifest something that God has ordained for you to manifest on this earth realm. In other words, there's a purpose in you that may be birthed out through the process of the pain. Mm. There's a purpose in you that may be birthed out through the process of the pain. Mm. Let me tell you something. Nothing that you go through in life is for nothing. Everything has a purpose, and God can take everything that you go through and turn it around for your good and his glory. So whatever it is that you're walking through the wilderness. Jesus had to go into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights fasting, for 40 days and 40 nights fasting and praying before he came out and literally began doing the ministry that God called him to do. So we have to realize that there is a reason for this season that you're in your life. And God's going to bring you out victorious. So write the book, cut the CD, start the business, go looking for the house. Let God heal you. More importantly than anything, let God heal you. Let him heal you. If he heals you, then this joy that you will have on the inside of you, no matter what kind of hell is raging on the outside of you, nothing will be able to take your joy. Nothing will be able to take your peace. You'll be like, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. People think I'm sedated. They're like, what's wrong with her? I know her life is not perfect, and I'm here to tell you that my life is not perfect. And if I'm sedated, it's only under the Holy Ghost anesthesia that God gives me, amen, that's pumping through my veins. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost keeps me sane. The Holy Spirit is my lifeline, my God. He's my comforter. He's my counselor. So I just thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost that keeps us, even during hard times, that keeps us holding on to the faith, believing that if God said it, he's going to do it. God shall bring it to pass. You got to hear me out there on today. Amen. God shall bring it to pass. We have one more caller.
Caller, we see that hand. We're going to take that call. But Pastor, as you were speaking, I thought about Joseph being thrown into the pit.
Yeah.
And he went from the pit to the palace, but there was a process. And he didn't die in the pit. He was not bitten by a snake in the pit. A viper didn't get a hold of him. So just like Joseph, we're going to get to our destination. Area code 908. Area code 908, Happy New Year. You are on the air.
praise the Lord. This is Sleeping Yellow. And Happy New Year to Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I just want to wish y'all 5 year happy anniversary for the broadcast.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much. We receive that, and we pray a happy, blessed new year for you and your husband, Mr. Brown, Mr. Mel Brown. God bless you.
I got to get used to Brown. I got to really get used to it, because sometimes I'll be still saying my maiden name.
Yes, yes.
I just wanted to say, you know, it's our 5 month anniversary on Monday. It's been 5 months of our marriage, but we're still newlyweds. I just want to thank God for that. And, you know, the other day, me and my husband was talking at the table, and I was telling him, you know, a while now I had a desire to write a book. And then my husband now, he's saying that he wants to write a book. Me, I want to write a book about my life and what I've been through. My husband, he said he wants to write a book now. And that's like, you know, our heart's desire. My other desire is, too, to open up a, you know, a shelter for animals that, you know, been abandoned, dogs and cats, because I love animals. And, you know, a couple of days ago, we had a cat on the first floor, because we live on the first floor. It's an apartment building up to 5 floors. So we live on the first floor. We heard a cat crying in the hallway for, like, 2 days. And maybe the owner threw it out, and it was just running in the hallway for 2 days. So the one day, we took the cat in, you know, just for one day because it was cold out there and I know it was hungry. So we locked it up in the bathroom, and every now and then I would check on it because it was like a baby. So then, you know, I called the animal control yesterday. They got her yesterday, and I was, like, feeling kind of down. I was like, I can't believe they took the cat. And I was, like, getting so attached to it because it was just a baby. And, you know, I just love animals. And my husband was like, oh, you'll be all right, but it was just a baby, you know. But that's something that I like to do.
Yeah. Amen. And that could be that dream can be a reality.
Yes.
That dream could be a reality. It starts with a dream. Like Pastor Anthony said, Joseph had a dream. Yeah, I dreamed of writing a book too, and I procrastinated on it. I didn't move on it. I just kept putting it off. And then I got into a tight spot where I was just spending all of this time in my office. I was in my office upstairs. And then one day I said, I'm going to write this book. And God gave me the book. He gave me everything to write. And I wrote the book. In less than 3 months, it was published. So anything is possible. With God, all things are possible. Anything is possible. But you just got to make up in your mind, like, okay, I will write the book today. And just start writing. Just start writing. Don't worry about how it's going to come out. Don't worry about editing or things of that nature, how you're going to get it published. Publishing a book is so easy these days. Just write the book. Start typing. If you have a computer, or go to the library and type, if you don't have a word processor, and just begin typing the book. And before you know it, you'll have written a whole book. And then with the animal shelter, keep dreaming and start researching. Go to the library, look up animal shelters. Look out Google how to start an animal shelter. Google how to get a grant. You know, Google how to get incorporate a company. And then you'll learn how to get your company off the ground. And before you know it, you'll be doing it. So we pray, and we pray God's blessing over you and your husband and your dreams. And his book and your book, I believe and declare that they'll both be written, that you will both write those books, and that you will go ahead and pursue your other dreams as well. And happy 5 month wedding anniversary.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Amen. She's giggling. That's good. Amen. Tell them now we say hi.
I will.
Amen. Well, that's the end. We're at the end, the last 5 minutes of the broadcast. As you know, Block Talk Radio has been cutting us off at the 3 o'clock hour, so we dare not try to go over on today. We want to say Happy New Year to all of you. Happy blessed New Year to 2013. May 2013 be better than 2012. May it be the best year of your life.
Jesus.
May it be the best year of your life. I'm going to give it over to Pastor Anthony for final words, final remarks. We invite you to come out and worship God with us at New Creation Christian Ministries. We're at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. We are a loving church. We love God. We love people. We are operating and moving forward in the spirit of excellence. We want God to get the glory out of that church. If you're looking for a church home, we definitely recommend that you come over to New Creation Christian Ministries and just see if it fits right for you. We know that God has called some people to line up with the vision that he's given us for the church. We're 7 years old coming up this June, and we're excited about what God is doing in the ministry. We thank God for Carmen, Sister Carmen, and her being a part of the ministry. We thank God for everybody that he sent to the ministry. I'm going to give it to Pastor Anthony. God bless you. Meet us here on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for intercessory prayer, and again on Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time for our worship service right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. And again, we thank God for you, all the kind words that were shared today. You know, it's nice to know people don't care how much you know, Pastor, until they know how much you care.
Yes.
And I pray that you understand, Pastor does this out of the goodness of our heart. Our Saturdays, if you're listening, just imagine it's our Saturdays as well on this two-hour broadcast, and we just want to be faithful to the things of God. Commitment, obedience, and overflow. Be committed to your church. Be committed to the things of God. Be committed to things that matter. Only what you do for God is not in the Bible, but only what you do for God will matter. And we just thank God that I preached a message on New Year's Eve, becoming a contagious Christian with unshakable faith. And when we become contagious, our churches will be to overflowing. And unshakable faith, you will be tested, tried, and tempted. But when you have unshakable faith, the devil will not prevail against you. And I spoke on Wednesday, Pastor just said, do it now. I hope this broadcast allows you to do it now. Something stirred up in your spirit.
Yes.
I'm not going to put it off another day. I'm going to get the business card now. I'm going to draw out the proposal now. I'm going to inquire at the bank now. I'm going to start to at least write the title of the book now.
Yes.
And put it in memory in my computer. I'm going to do it now.
Yes.
If you get started, God will finish it. Oh, I hope you heard me. I said, if you get it started, God will finish it. So believe God, look into Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Again, it's going to be a powerful word at our church on tomorrow. Bring a family member, bring a friend. Tell somebody about the new creation. Our local ministry is located at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, 07206. Again, this is our internet service, but we thank God for the local church. We thank God that we can assemble ourselves together and be there for one another, praying for one another, encouraging, strengthening one another in the things of God. And you need a preacher. How can they preach lest they be sent? How can they be sent? Amen. Lest the call of God is on their life. So I thank God that he has allowed us to speak into your life today. And we thank God for you as we sign off today. Happy New Year. Whatever your New Year resolution is or goal is, we pray that it come to pass. Write the vision down and make it plain. Though it tarry,